A judge in Moscow gave a suspended prison sentence today to one of Russia's leading opposition figures. Alexei Navalny and his brother were convicted on what their supporters say were trumped-up charges of fraud. Critics say it's part of a government effort to crush all opposition to President Putin. NPR's Corey Flintoff has the latest from Moscow.
Moscow riot police and interior ministry troops were ready for a burst of popular anger over today's verdict. Hundreds of them blocked off a main square near the Kremlin, where the opposition has been calling for a protest rally. Police lined the sidewalks. Officers with bullhorns tried to keep the crowds moving. Still, thousands of people milled on the sidewalks around the square, some even daring to yell freedom. This protest was originally expected to take place on January 15th, when the judge was scheduled to deliver the verdict in the latest criminal case against Alexei Navalny. But yesterday, the court announced that it was moving the verdict earlier, a tactic that Navalny supporters believe was aimed at catching them off guard. The sentence? 3.5 years each for Alexei Navalny and his brother Alek. But Alexei's sentence was suspended, and Alek was sent to prison. Alexei Navalny reacted angrily.
It's disgusting. Now we can see that the authorities aren't just trying to destroy political opponents and put them in jail. This time, they're deliberately destroying and tormenting the relatives of their political opponents.
Navalny and his brother were accused of defrauding the French cosmetics company Yves Rocher in a shipping deal. Company representatives later said Yves Rocher didn't suffer any losses. Navalny made his name as an anti-corruption blogger who embarrassed top officials by revealing that they were living on income they couldn't explain. 3 years ago, he helped organize massive anti-government protests in Moscow. Ever since then, he's been the target of a series of criminal cases that have kept him under house arrest and hampered his political activities. The verdict seemed to be the last straw for Navalny as he talked to reporters outside the courtroom.
This power doesn't deserve to exist. It must be destroyed. I call on everybody to take to the streets today. I call on everybody to take to the streets until this power that catches and torments innocent people is removed.
Navalny is awaiting appeal on a previous conviction, which human rights groups say was grossly unfair. He broke his house arrest today to go to the protest, but was seized by police before he could reach the square. This supporter gave his name only as Misha because he fears reprisals from the police. He says he was walking with Navalny and his group toward the protest.
Suddenly, five or six squad of policemen, they just broke the crowd, took him and sent them to the bus. Now I'm thinking, maybe we should like protect him, try to pull him out, but they're just pointless because there were 20 very tough people in armor, and what could we do?
That's the dilemma for most of the people in Russia's opposition movement. What to do against a powerful state that they say is determined to crush dissent. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.